Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So if you look at the strength of the economy, households are in very strong financial shape. They've still got a lot of excess savings from forced saving from not being able to travel and things like that, and also from fiscal transfers. So households are overall, not every household, and not the ones at the lower end of the income spectrum, but overall in strong shape. The same thing is true of businesses. Very, very low rates of default and things like that. Lots of cash on the balance sheet.
How do you feel about that? That is the guy in charge of U.S. fiscal policy, Jerome Powell. He's like, hey, the economy's in great shape. How do you feel about that when it costs you $125 to fill up the gas tank on your GMC Sierra or your Chevy or your Ford truck, your Ford F-150 or whatever you drive, when it costs you $80, $90, $100 to fill up? How do you feel things are going? Yeah, I suspected that was the answer. I can hear you through the radio, just so you know that. Right now, I want to get to Rob Kelly joining us. Rob is a expert in this area, which is supply chain issues. He's a senior partner at Headstorm right now and knows things about the trucking industry and what's going on out there. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I just played a bite from Jerome Powell saying, hey, the economy's strong, nothing to see here. We feel pretty good about it. This guy's in charge of U.S. fiscal policy. What's your take on what's going on in the supply chain right now?
Well, I think at best there is a lot of caution and, frankly, some uncertainty on what lies ahead. What I'm seeing from a supply chain perspective right now is, core issues still remain with gas prices being high, labor shortages. And then from a supply chain perspective, kind of an unevenness, if that makes sense. Some products, we're seeing some prices drop and some excess inventory. But other areas are still, major shortages out there.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics, I'm reading here, believes the consumer price, while the consumer price index increased in May, they think it may start to decrease around the 4th of July. I'm wondering where that decrease is going to come from. Everything costs more. I just went on a vacation. I happen to drive a truck that's got a relatively fuel-efficient diesel engine in it, but I paid $6.45 a gallon for gas at one point during my vacation. I mean, that's unsustainable.
Completely. And I think that particular report that you're referring to was overly optimistic. I mean, we're here, right? The 4th of July weekend starts tomorrow, and we're not seeing prices drop. Now, I am seeing some good news from some of the big box retailers. So the Walmarts, the Targets out there, they do have excess inventory in some very specific areas. So things like furniture, electronics, televisions, Bluetooth speakers, things like that, and clothing, there is some excess supply out there. So you might be able to find some good deals in some of those specific areas.
Let's hope so. Rob Kelly, my guest this morning. What about the problems we saw at the ports where they were all backed up and all of that? I'm thinking a slow ship from China has to burn a lot of diesel fuel to get here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's two issues on the international scene. One is just flat out inventory. Where are the goods? And unfortunately, well, the good news right now is the ports are better. We're down to 25 ships out waiting. However, that number I predict will go up in the third quarter because of the previous lockdowns in Shanghai, China for COVID. Now that that's freed up, they're trying to get that inventory back over here before the Christmas holidays. So I think we're going to see some inventory issues crop up here over the next 3 months.
So
and then there's the pricing issue, which is, you're right, the gas prices are they transcend everything in the supply chain. So that trickles down across every leg of the supply chain, ultimately to a consumer. And that means even if there's good inventory, the prices are still going to be high.
Yeah, it's a great point. Rob Kelly, listen, with Headstorm there, senior partner, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.